Blog Talk Radio.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
You got a friend here on Journey into the Light. Love that song, it means so much to me. And live here, this is your host, Michael Long. We've been here for the last 9 years helping people, and we got a great number of shows lined up for you here this evening, so stay with us here, and it's really going to be a real great time. I just want to just say something here, and then we're going to get on with the show here with Claudia Granger, amazing psychic medium, Reiki master, and she's going to be taking your phone calls, 347-884-8245. But I want to just take a minute here and speak about something near and dear to my heart. And we've been talking about this since about December. And this is our Journey into the Light homeless mission that I have co-partnered with Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch Healing Modality. Many people know Quantum Touch, and Jennifer Taylor is my co-host on LA Talk Radio on Tuesdays. I've been going out, including today, and helping the homeless on the streets, and I'll be putting up some of the pictures here on my Facebook here, just a little bit here of today's people that I met, some beautiful souls. They're all, I met a guy this morning, and he had, it was him and his dog and his backpack, and he basically traveled around the country, and he said, you know, I served this country, I went to Vietnam, and the things I saw and the things that were sprayed around that was just dumped on me, I just came back a totally different person. And this guy couldn't talk as clearly as I'm telling you right now. And, you know, my heart just went out to him. And, you know, I thought, you know, we're doing this homeless mission, but very few people are giving. And without the help of Jennifer Taylor, to be honest with you, there probably wouldn't be a homeless mission. And I sat and I meditated and I asked Spirit for a message and what direction. And the message I received was that I'm not doing enough, that we have this big collection of people on the show and we should be able to do great things. And we are on the show as far as taking calls and everything, but we should be able to do more than serving the people that call. We as a collective body of spiritual, because we all call ourselves spiritual people, right? I don't know anybody that comes to the show that doesn't say that. And what is being spiritual? Being spiritual is giving to others, is helping others, less fortunate than us. We all have a home. We're not outside with just a backpack and a dog, are we? Just look around where you're at right now. Just stop and just look. Take an inventory of what you have. And then ask yourself, is it going to just throw me outside with a backpack and a dog if I give $5, if I give 10, if I give 20, 50, 100? And I think most of us can say to that, no, it wouldn't. So Spirit told me, Mike, you got to press this further. So cause this means a lot to me. And I've talked a lot about, you know, life reviews, and we all have a life review at the end, and we were showing the things that we've done, and we're showing the things that we could have done, but we neglected to do it. It was within our grasp to do it, but we didn't do it. All these near death people that I interview, this is what they tell me, and I can see my life review, and all of us here. I'm not just talking about Michael Long. I'm talking about all of us. And I can see our life review being of what we didn't do, without a doubt, that we had the possibility of coming together and helping others to a great degree, and we didn't do it. Just think about that. And we're seeing the people, and some of us judge the people on the street. Well, it's going to go for booze. It's going to, you know, I haven't met anybody yet that I've given to that has alcohol in their breath. that looks like they're out on drugs. They've been smoking all kinds of stuff. No, these are clear-minded people. And it doesn't matter anyway. We don't judge. Many of these people are angels. Without a doubt. The things that they tell me, without a doubt, they're angels. And it's a test on us. I mean, the Bible's full of stories of someone on the side of the road and the Good Samaritan comes. And all it was a test for that person. Will they help? And that's the calling. I know I helped this guy today, and his name is James. The second time I've helped him, and he said, "Hey, I remember you. You're the guy with the camera and then the homeless mission." And I said, "Yeah, you remember me." And as I was helping him, another car pulled up. And see, by your actions, other people act too. But lastly, let me just say that what you receive by giving, oh my gosh, I mean. And if you donate to our GoFundMe link that's on the page, you'll see what you're giving to by the pictures that we're posting daily on Facebook. You're helping that cause. And it's always a boost to me to go and visit with the homeless and say, "Hey, you know, what's going on, you know, and do you have a place to stay tonight?" You know, all this. And, you know, I can't tell you how much I love it. I'll circle around, go out of my way if I see someone that's needing help and it's not even on my way. So what I'm going to do, and I do apologize to Claudia for taking time, and we'll next week go just do a double show. But you know, Claudia's coming on here in just a second. So what I'm going to do on my shows is from now on is we're going to mention the homeless mission, and I'm going to check with everybody in the screening room, folks who can donate or have donated, I'm going to make them the first callers. Now, everybody will have a chance to get in. I'm not saying, you know, you don't donate, you don't get in. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying those who donate, I'm going to bring them to the front of the line so we can get this mission working. We can get this mission working. There's no set requirement that you have to do to donate. So our link is on the show page. Our GoFundMe link is right there. You can go there right now. I'll come to you in the screening room. You can let me know if you're going there, and I'll kind of put the calls in order for Claudia, and I'll do that throughout the night. And we're gonna start this the ball rolling on this homeless mission. And when you know when the time comes of what we've done, we're going to have something to show that, hey, we did this. We as a collective body at Journey in the Light, we did more than just help ourselves at the show. We helped others. So please, let's make this something special for someone else. And again, and one last thing I'll say is during this time, I was tested today because many people know I'm about in my mid-50s. Health-wise, I have my issues, and during this time of helping and going around, I tripped on something and hit the concrete pretty hard, but it didn't stop me. It didn't stop me because it's not about me. It's about something bigger than us. So let's put away the obstacles and let's give what we can. Let's see what a difference today will make. So the link is there. The GoFundMe link is there. And now on with the show. And I do apologize. But this is something near and dear to our heart. And Claudia Granger has been very gracious to let me speak here. And Claudia, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, and I do not mind at all that you're hijacking the show a little bit with the very important theme of homeless people. I might say that we have here in Sedona, Arizona, a wonderful group of people who help homeless, and you can pick up food and you can pick up jackets and so on. In an initiative here locally, I find it always important to really help also locally, and not just virtually, but locally. When you see somebody, do not hesitate. Engage in some conversation. talk to them and engage with them. And if you, you know, go to the grocery store, always buy a bag of something, a bag of apples, a bag of peanuts, or something extra, and just give it right then and there. We have here in Sedona a lot of people standing on the corners right now, veterans and other people who are in dire straits. It's always good to have something ready. And interesting also that you bring this up, Michael, because one of my projects with my son, Michael, who's named also after Archangel Michael, he had to do a project about something inventing. And we found together a project which other people did for homeless people, and they knitted or crocheted plarn, which is plastic yarn, two mats, and these mats are ultra lightweight. They are easy to clean. They are isolating, you know, from the cold or the dirt. And I found that a great idea. So we did that also for Michael's project, and we translated that into a, you know, replacement mat for the zero gravity chairs. And what we are planning on is to have some women in India who have no income, no source, no food, and some handicapped children, paying them good money where they can pay food for 1 month per mat, and then setting them here, because a new chair with metal frame costs $40, but our mat will only be half that, including the shipping cost from India and the, you know, $10-$15 we pay per mat to these people. So we are not making any profit, but giving people something to look forward to and some meaning in their life, purpose, repurposing plastics for a product so that the metal frame doesn't have to be thrown away, and giving them food for a month, and giving them the dignity that they do something creative and easygoing, but also productive with their life. I think that's very important. A lot of people lose meaning when they're not cannot do anything productive, and have no means to really create something. And there's so much plastic and garbage in the world, and plastic bags. And I think all the projects which work with plarn are really wonderful, because they're taking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these plastic bags and repurposing them in something very stable and oftentimes even very beautiful looking, to have a clean environment and help people and help ourselves ultimately on this planet. Also, what I mentioned in this regard, here in Sedona, we are not allowed to make money on the land when we are taking people out on the tour, except if you have a super permit, which mostly only big companies get. So I'm going around this by taking people on a tour, and then they donate. And they donate either, for example, to the Humane Society, or they donate through Children's Center, or also they donate directly for the homeless and Meals on Wheels. I think it is always important to integrate something positive in our lives where we are giving back. So thank you, Michael, for bringing that up today. I originally wanted to talk a little bit about anger, because I just had a 14-year-old here who goes through this anger phase, but we can do that another time. So if there is a caller, we can do that now, and I'm taking my first caller, Michael.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your very kind words, Claudia. That was very nice. So let's go here to Joanna, Florida. You're on.
Hello, Claudia. How are you?
Good. Hi.
Are you there?
Okay, hang on. Somehow we... We lost Claudia, but she will be calling right back in. So stand by here, Joanna. And just remember, coming up next, we have our next guest coming on here, but we're going to – sometimes that happens. Sometimes, okay, looks like we got Claudia on back. Claudia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I was plinked out of the show, and the phone call got dropped. So my apologies. I was sitting here quietly and was just listening and wanting to check what question there is.
Okay. Joanna is back on the phone.
Hello, Claudia.
Hi. What can I do for you today?
I was just explaining to Michael my circumstances, and I have been trying to better my life, and I'm trying, I wanted to find out if you see a move for me soon to better circumstances.
I'm getting a yes, because we are not just victim in our lives, we are also co-creators. And it is so important not to give up hope, not to give up faith, because that keeps our frequency higher, that we can really move something in the right direction. It is interesting for me to see that there is some relationship things coming up which go to the next level, and also finances and work environment go to the next level. These go somehow hand in hand. So definitely shift upwards. Also, they're showing me more strength and having it easier in general because of your faith. So do not give up your faith. Do not give up your hope and envision a positive path. So, yes, you will move on to the next level. I'm not seeing anything negative, only that you will have it easier coming into your strengths and that the light supports you because of who you are. So, yes, yes, and yes, you will have it easier for sure. However, they're also showing me that destiny-wise for you, this is a time of temptation, and not to give in to other people's negativity is extremely important at this time. This is one of these destined circumstances, like do we give in and do we get depressed, or do we believe in the light and do we believe in the betterment? And there will be a major, major shift specifically in about 3 months from now for you, where a very influential person helps you and shifts. Do not doubt that you deserve it, and do not doubt that you can have it easier. Sometimes seeing is believing, yes, but also
yes.
It is a vision. Do we have a vision for ourselves? You know, if I would ask you, do you have a vision for better work? Do you have a vision for better life circumstances? Would you say yes?
Yes, yes.
Perfect, because I really perceive that you will have it and that you will get it. And if there come tidbits of temptations or trepidations, do not think, oh, my God, you know, this is horrible, this is I feel so bad. You will see these momentums will get smaller and smaller and smaller in the upcoming time for you. And you will see more that you receive and be given. Yeah. Sometimes we only see in retrospect how our difficulties made us stronger. I always talk about bringing their difficulties through the needle's ear and make something positive out of it. And your strength, your light, when I tune into your energy field, it is really light. And I'm surprised for somebody who had to go undergo so many difficulties that you're still such a shiny bright light. So kudos to you in that regard.
Oh, thank you so much, and bless you, and thank you, Michael, for putting through my call. Thank you, Claudia, so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Michael, do we have time for another one? Hello?
Okay, we are back here, Claudia, and ready for our second call?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
I was in the screening room. I was so I'm back here. So, okay, let's bring Raimi in from Kansas City.
Hello, Raimi.
Hi. I would like to know, how do you feel about me winning this contest I entered?
you see, I have to tell you, the competition is tough because they're showing me symbolism that you're ringed in by people who are encroaching on your energy, so to speak. But the first symbol I was shown is that the light shines on you. So
the light shines on me?
Yes. So I would say you have a very strong chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
But but the competition is a stiff competition. So if you really win this thing, you can slap yourself on the shoulder and say, wow, you know, I had stiff competition here. But it looks good for you because the first symbol I was drawn is the sun, and the sun shining on you with a bright light. The second symbol was encircled in by this encroaching energy. So again, competition is stiff. But yes, your chances are good, so be lighthearted about it. And even if you shouldn't win, which I doubt that you will not, I think you will, then do not take it personal, because again, your competition is a tough one. But yes, I think you can do it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Have a fabulous day today.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Rami, for your support to our mission and your donation. Many blessings to you. And Claudia, before we have to wrap up here, how best do people reach you?
Oh, you can just simply call me at 928-300-2112. Or you can also text me there or email me through my website at claudiagranger.com. Thank you so much for having me, Michael, and I wish you good luck with your project. By the way, on which website is that? The Journey into the Light website, the Blog Talk Radio, or another one?
Okay, well, Journey into the Light page, on people will click on your show link. They're right at the top. There's a GoFundMe link for the Journey into the Light spiritual radio. So it's a GoFundMe account. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I will check that out myself.
All righty.
Okay. Have a great day, Michael. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you too, Claudia. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All righty, a special day today. Coming up next, we're going to be joined with Linnea Starr, psychic medium, and she's going to be taking your calls as well. So everybody redial, please, at this time, and we'll see you here in 1 minute.